I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 15th. This might come as a bit of a surprise, but no star is perfectly round. A star's rotation and the gravitational tug of any companion stars can distort the shape. So most stars are slightly flattened. The Sun, for example, is about 6 miles wider through the equator than through the poles. The Sun's average diameter is about 865,000 miles, though, so that slight flattening isn't noticeable. But some stars are so squashed that they look like lozenges, and still others look like eggs. Two egg-shaped stars form the system known as Spica, the leading light of the constellation Virgo. Both of Spica's stars are much bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun, and the stars are quite close together. Their surfaces are just a few million miles apart, so close that we can't see them as individual stars, even through the largest telescopes. Because the stars are so big, their grip on their outer layers of gas is pretty weak. And at their tight range, the gravity of each star exerts a pretty good pull on the other. That distorts the shape of both stars. It makes them bulge outward. So if we could see the system up close, both stars would look like eggs, with the narrow ends pointing toward each other. Look for Spica close to the left or lower left of the moon as darkness falls this evening. The bright star will stand about the same distance to the right of the moon tomorrow night. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.